Welcome to Warm It Up Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Odette Peek. Odette, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much. I just love that kind of introduction. It's hard not to laugh and feel joyful when you do that. So thank you. I'm learning a lot here. So welcome, everybody. And what I want to teach today is how to, I'm trying to think of how I'm going to just zone right in here, is how to speak from the soul, how to sell, and how to deliver your message in such a powerful and captivating way, just the way Tanya does with her introduction, that does three things, that gets people's attention, that holds their attention, and then moves them into action. So that's what I want to talk about today, which is the number one problem that we have in our society today. We are very much an ADD society, in case you haven't noticed, and if you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, myself included, I knew myself a little bit ADD because in the entrepreneurial world, you got to learn to, or you've got to be adaptable, and you got to bounce in and out of emotions, energies, problems. Like, we're constantly zipping between, you know, what strategies that are going to work, strategies that aren't going to work, clients, staffing, issues that we have in our business. And we need to really have the distraction mechanism for ourselves on high alert. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if you guys have bright, shiny object syndrome, so many entrepreneurs do, or squirrel moments, right, where you're working on a project and then you get distracted and start thinking about something else or doing something else because all the gurus are telling you that you've got to do the launch properly, you've got to do the webinar properly, you've got to do the social media, the Facebook ads, the in-person live networking and speaking and all of that kind of stuff. And it's so easy to get distracted. So I want to walk you through the biggest problem in today's world with, I'll just speak to entrepreneurs, which is distraction. And I'm going to come at it from two different angles. One, from you as a business owner, and two, from your audience. So from the people that are hearing your message, whether it's a written message or like the spoken word on stage, and how to do, how to eliminate distraction and what you need to do in order to be able to capture your audience's attention and hold their attention so that you can move them into the action that you want them to take. So distraction. Here, the biggest problem with distraction for ourselves, like I mentioned, is having that, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do it all, and I got to do it all right now. And that's a big problem for entrepreneurs because often we're solo, right? We're one person or we have an assistant, and we end up doing everything in our business. And that's going to be the number one thing that I would suggest that you do. Make sure you have a pen and paper right now because I want to walk you through the do's and the don'ts. Number one is that in order to eliminate your own distraction, you need to hire someone to help you out. You need a right-hand person. And without a right-hand person, and, you know, virtual assistant, VA, whatever you want to call them, online business manager, who takes care of the admin stuff or the stuff that you shouldn't be doing, that will, let's say it's 5 hours a month even. My God, that takes 5 hours of distraction away from your plate. And that would be the bare minimum. Now, I say 5 hours a month because that's often what entrepreneurs think that they can afford. But I'm going to challenge you guys because you're here in the PSA world and, you know, you're probably a mover and a shaker in your business, that let's up the ante and let's hire an assistant for 5 hours a week. And I know some people are like, oh my God, that's going to blow my head off. But if, let's say, the average assistant is $25, $35, $40 an hour, and I know that you can go to, you know, Odesk and go global and look for someone for $6 an hour. But what you really want to do is you want to have an assistant that matches who you are, that fits your company culture, that fits your direction and vision that you want to take your business in. And price is really the last thing that you should be thinking about. It's about fit. Because when you have someone who is your assistant and that's 5 hours a week at minimum, because that's like an hour a day, and you have someone that jives with you, that gets you, that's in energy with you, in alignment with you, that, let's say $25-$35 an hour, that's not going to, it means nothing, because you're going to be focused on the things that on the activities that you need to do, which typically are lead gen, sales, client work, and networking. And that's your job, is to get out there and start and get the clients. And when you have someone, so it's like a partner, right? Like your husband or a boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, whatever, anyone in your life, they need to gel with you. And if they don't gel, what happens is friction happens and resistance happens. And the $25 or $35 an hour gets highlighted as, this isn't worth my time. Or sorry, this isn't worth the money, because she's not doing or he's not doing the things that they need to do. So it's therefore the time is being wasted. When you have someone at a price point, even if it's $100 an hour, and they gel with you, your business is going to skyrocket. Because there's nothing better in business when you have team that's helping you and they're in harmony with you. If you're looking to as price as the only reason why you can't hire someone, or you hire them for a limited number of hours, or you go to someone who might be in a different country, who may not speak the language, but they charge $6 or $7 an hour, what you're doing is you're saying that your business is really only going to grow and worth the $6 or $7 an hour. And that becomes an energy perspective, because you're basing your decision on fear. You're basing your decision on what you have in the moment. And I know a lot of objections are starting to pile up here with, yeah, but I don't have the money, and I don't have enough clients, and yeah, but what, you know, you don't know what my bank account looks like. But building a business is really an investment. So when you have to put money into your business, it's not a debt, it's an investment. So you need to take a look at who is the person that's helping you grow your business, not how much they charge. Because when you know that your business is being taken care of, you can then focus on the things that you need to do to pay that salary, which is sales. And when you know your admin and your client care and your social media and all that stuff that is at a price point of $25-$35 an hour, and you're charging, let's say, I don't know, $85 an hour, or $100 an hour, $200 an hour, whatever it is, that your value is triple plus the amount that you're paying for your assistant, even at that range of 25 to 35. So it allows you to focus and eliminate the distraction in your business, so that you can get the clients and make the money and do the things that you need to do to grow your business. Now I'm going to flip the distraction around to your audience being distracted. And I'm going to hone in on what I believe is the most lucrative way to grow your business, and that's through speaking. And that can be speaking online, you know, on a telesummit, on a webinar, sales call, you know, Facebook Live, you know, any of those kinds of things. And then you have the offline, which is in front of the room. Like, get out of the house and get in front of a room full of people, even if the room full of people is five people, it's still an audience. Is that you need to have a message that is crystal clear as to what you do, who you do it for, what pain you solve, how you are the person that solves that pain, so therefore you are the solution. What you do, when you captivate an audience, they won't be distracted. They won't be looking at their phone. They won't be checking, you know, all the stuff that dings on their computer if it's online. They won't be distracted with people, you know, the kids coming in and out of their office, or, you know, the partner saying, hey, you know, you're not, you work from home. excuse me. You work from home. Therefore, that must mean you have free time whenever you want. They're going to be so focused on what you're saying. They're going to be so captivated by you and your message that distraction is completely eliminated. Now, how do you eliminate distraction? Well, you need to be so laser focused in the first 60 seconds. I'm just going to say 60 seconds. In the first 60 seconds of that conversation, of that speech, of that seminar, Facebook ad, or whatever it is that you're doing, or Facebook Live, is that you need to grab someone's attention. It's like, you know, when you're grabbing someone and you're maybe shaking them, or you're grabbing them by the head and you go, just look at me, think of me, right? Focus on me. That's essentially what you're doing with your audience with captivating content, with a story. And when I say story versus content, people love a good story, right? That's what all the drama TV shows are made of. And I've been watching Young and the Restless. Well, I don't watch it now, but ever since I was like 8 years old with my mom, right? And it's the same captivating story that they have, dare I say 42 years later, because they grab your attention. So after you've eliminated the distraction, you grab people's attention in the first 60 seconds, they just want to know more. And how do you do that? Well, it's cliffhanger comments. It's a story bomb moment. It's a truth bomb moment. So I'll just use myself as an example. When I'm speaking, I've got a couple of different talks. And one of the talks I say in my talk is Speak from the Soul, How to Share Your Story and Impact the World. My very first sentence is, have you ever been so paralyzed with fear that you could not move? And I've had audience go, raise their hand and go, yeah, yeah. I've had them cheer and go, oh God, I know what you're talking about. I've had audience just, I can tell their energy. They're like, huh? What's she saying? What does that mean? Which is perfect because now they're waiting for the second sentence. And I know that that might sound trivial, but I can promise you, and maybe next time you're out listening to a speaker or you take a look at your own speech or whatever you're saying on Facebook, we waste that first 60 seconds with fluff talk, with, you tap the mic and go, does this mic work? Or you say, I just want to thank the organizer. It's been amazing, blah, blah, blah. That's wasted 60 seconds. You want to make sure that you are, the moment you get on stage, the moment you get on that Facebook Live, the moment you get on that summit, you get right in. And begin with a powerful sentence, phrase, statement that captures someone's attention. You need to then hold the audience's attention, which is sort of the part two. Grabbing some attention is the most important thing, but the second most important thing is holding the attention. You can't hold someone's attention unless you've grabbed their attention in the first place. So the next thing that comes out of your mouth needs to be just as captivating and motivating and compelling that you now are reeling in the audience. Like think of a fishing hook, like you're reeling them in. They'll sit up straighter. They'll put their phone away. They'll put their hands down by their sides. You can really tell when you're holding an audience's attention because their eyes are glued to you. Or their comments make sense. Their comments are relating to what it is that you're saying. And, or if you're on a summit or a webinar, they stay on the call with you throughout the duration of the webinar because you've held their attention. So you need to structure what your message is so that you have a compelling intro, a statement that really reels them in, and then you keep reeling them in with captivating conversation. So I would write that word down as have captivating conversation. You can also use the word compelling conversation. And whatever they say out there, you've got 7 seconds to, attract attention or hold attention or whatever it is. It's true. And it doesn't matter if it's 7 seconds or 25 seconds. The point is that if you don't grab the person and tell them and drop that truth bomb or that amazing first sentence and then follow it up with even more captivating conversation, you're going to lose people. But the reality is this, is that they're actually dying on the inside to know what you want, what you're going to say. Because we're, as humans, we are a little bit addicted to drama, I got to say, especially if anyone has teenage girls or has been a teenage girl. Right? We're addicted to the drama. And when we're being reeled in with captivating conversation, our minds are like, well, I just got to hear more because there's a solution on the other end of what that person is saying. And I'm going to stay in focus until I hear what the solution is. Now, no one is really going to be listening to you unless they have a reason to listen to you. And that often means that they're in pain for some reason. They have a challenge. They're up against an obstacle. And they want a solution. And they're really dying on the inside, one, to have that solution fulfilled. But they really want you to be the person that offers that solution. So you need to hold their attention throughout the entire conversation, entire talk, entire Facebook Live, whatever it is, so that they are salivating for you, if that makes any sense, or your words. And you hold their attention by reeling in the pain points, really structuring the conversation that you are the credible person that understands the pain that they're in. And then you even outline what the different pain points are so that in their head, the audience is saying, I get what she's saying. She gets me, or he gets me. They understand the pain that I'm in. They must, if they understand the pain that I'm in, then they must be able to have a solution for my pain. So however long that audience is in front of you for, you need to be able to hold that attention the entire time. And how you do that is with story, by moving people emotionally with story. People buy from emotion, not from logic. And this is where people get it kind of flip-flop wrong. A lot of people think that you motivate an audience with education, with your content. And that can't be farthest from the truth. Because let's face it, your content and your solution is probably no different than the 17,000 other business coaches, life coaches, MLM people, right? It's the same stuff. And all that stuff is free online. But what captivates an audience is your story and the way it is told. And you take your audience on an emotional journey, or you need to take your audience on an emotional journey. So you take them on your hero's journey. And your hero's journey is not just all about how great and fantastic you are. It is also about the pain, the struggle, the challenges that your life, that your experiences have changed you so that you can say, I've lived the pain, I've lived the challenge, I've lived the obstacle. I've come out the other side of it and I have the solution. So when you're holding the attention, you're moving your audience into a dance. And in a dance, there's fast tempo, there's slow tempo, right? There's leading up to a fast tempo, and then there's that's what we call the cliffhangers. And then boom, sometimes you can hit them right between the eyes so you make sure you're holding their attention. And you just have to think of the emotional journey as leading from pain to solution to action. So it has it's a ripple effect, but it has those three components: pain, solution, and then action. And then once you've moved your audience emotionally, you need to then stimulate them intellectually. Because this isn't just a sob story or just a story. This is also about being able to show your wares, being able to show your brilliance, your talents, your expertise. And that comes in the way of your content. And your content needs to stimulate people on an intellectual level. So we've got we move them emotionally throughout your messaging and through your compelling conversation. And then we stimulate them intellectually with do these three things, or the top do's and don'ts of XYZ. And we're box tickers, especially entrepreneurs. We're like, okay, give me the step-by-step process of how to get out of this pain and tell me what the solution is. And we love that. And so when you're stimulating your audience intellectually, you want to be super clear. And literally just be super clear and say, here's the pain that I solve. Here is how I do it. Number one, number two, number three. And then you can go into detail about number one, number two, and number three. And three is a really good magic number because, we can't digest too much as adult learners. Five might be tops, maybe seven, maybe. But we're just like, give me the top three ways to do this, or give me the top number one thing that I need to do, or the number one thing to avoid. And when you stimulate them intellectually and you're moving them emotionally, now we have a click connection between head and heart, right? Between logical thinking and emotion. And that is what moves people to the third step, which is action. But without the click between the intellectual stimulation and the emotional component, there's a disconnect. And when there's a disconnect between head and heart, the action piece, which I say is your feet, doesn't work. So there must be that connection between the head and the heart. It must click, it must feel good, it must feel right before you can then take them to the third level, or the third step, which is action. So I'm just going to kind of do a quick recap. You need to move your audience emotionally. You need to stimulate them intellectually. Then you need to have a compelling call to action or an offer that moves people into action, but most importantly, that moves people into the action that you want them to take. And this is where a lot of people make a mistake. They forget the call to action. They forget the offer. You absolutely do a disservice to your audience when you don't give them something to do, whether it's to think differently, to do differently, to get your free download, to take action in the next 24 hours, to buy your stuff, buy your product, whatever it is. The final piece of the puzzle is the most important, that is about action, because otherwise you leave people hanging and they'll be inspired and motivated and feel a lot of love for you. But 15 minutes later, they'll forget you. But most importantly, they'll go, well, I don't know what to do with this information, right? They'll go, oh my gosh, I don't know how to get myself out of this. You haven't told me the how part. And the how is always the last question, but it's one that needs to be answered, because everyone in this world is asking how. How do I make more money? How do I get more clients? How do I get that relationship? How do I? And you are the solution. And then when you give them a how and they take the action, they look to you as the expert and they look to you as the person that has solved their problem. So a quick recap before I go into my call to action is, number one is you need to eliminate distraction. You need to eliminate your distraction by hiring someone to help you with the nitty-gritty of your business so you can focus on the number one most important thing in your business, and that is sales, speaking, networking, getting out there and getting the clients. Then we need to grab the person's attention with compelling conversation, with captivating conversation that grabs someone's attention so that they just listen to you and nothing else. Then you hold their attention with captivating conversation, with emotional conversation through story, intellectual stimulation of education, content learning points, so your gifts and your talents. And then finally, it's moving them into a call to action. So on that note, I mean, I could talk for days on this, and I have. I have used this same formula or process to build my first business 25 years ago to a multiple seven-figure business. And I've used this process in my current business as a business coach since 2010 is when I really went full time. And it's the same formula that I teach all of my clients for them to take their business to the next level. So if you want to take your business to the next level, if you want more clients or want to work with your ideal client, because often we work with not our ideal client, and if you want to make more money, have greater impact, and have the life that you really want, and you got to check out my free gift to you. I have a program called Speak from the Soul and Sell in 6 minutes or Less. And this is a webinar that teaches you. It's a free webinar, free training on what I just talked about and then some. And it gives you the step-by-step process of how to uncover your personal story, how to embrace your personal story, how to be able to create captivating and compelling conversation, whether it's a talk or whether it's marketing material online, and then how to what I call sell from the front of the room or make an offer or a compelling call to action. So write this down. It is www.odettepeak.com/webinar. www.odettepeak.com/webinar. It is absolutely free. And on that webinar, I also provide another freebie bonus called How to Make $40,000 in 1 6-minute Talk Template. The 10 steps that you need to go through to write a compelling talk, which becomes your captivating conversation in anything that you do in your business. Odettepeak.com/webinar, and I will see you on the webinar. Thanks so much.